Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, N3 southbound, very, very busy getting into the Galilee's interchange from Linksfield, from the R24 and the N12. Everything down to Van Buren is busy. Serious queuing traffic on the Mike 1 northbound from Houghton out towards Melrose Arch, and the R21 northbound, very slow from the top of OR Tambo out towards Benoni's exit.
The Department of Home Affairs has announced an extension of its operating hours from today to the 20th of December. The department's minister, Leon Schreiber, says to ease pressure on its clients, Home Affairs also has introduced dedicated counters for collections in large offices that process smart ID cards and passports.
We would like to urge clients who have applied for their identification documents and have been waiting for 3 weeks or more to seize this opportunity by visiting their Home Affairs office to collect these documents at their convenience. These extended operating hours and process improvements are part of our commitment to delivering dignity to all our clients. We understand that many people are traveling over the festive period.
And three suspected Islamic extremists have been arrested in Germany on suspicion of preparing a serious act of violence with an assault rifle and knives. Local prosecutors say the act they were planning could have endangered the state. I'm Mio Pinar, more news at 5.
Time now for the sport with Joe Mann, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team, win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some local football news. Mamelodi Sundowns have officially appointed Miguel Cardoso as their new head coach, ushering in a new era for the Tshwane Giants. The Portuguese tactician, who last managed Esperance de Tunis, brings in a wealth of experience and a tactical approach that will make him well suited to lead the club for the future. The 52-year-old will have the task of ensuring that Mamelodi Sundowns maintain their dominance in South African football while also advancing their continental ambitions as well. And after decades of unsuccessful bids, Morocco will finally achieve their long-awaited dream of hosting a Football World Cup in 2030, along with Spain and Portugal, in what the North African country hopes will boost its international image and economy. Now, FIFA is set to formally ratify the trio's candidacy tomorrow, and it'll have taken over 40 years since Morocco became the first African nation back in 1987 to bid for the World Cup, aiming to host the 1994 edition back then. And Cricket South Africa have announced the Proteas women's squad for their historic one-off test against England that's scheduled to take place at the Mangaung Oval in Bloemfontein from the 15th to the 18th of December. Now, the 15-player squad features one change from the group that's currently competing in the ICC Women's Championship One-Day International Series. Dumis Kukuna of the DP Lions comes in to replace Ayabonga Kaka, who's no longer a part of the longer format setup. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Superbets is bringing the heat with cash in or jet off. Choose from 26 thrilling games and stand a chance to win 75,000 rand in cold hard cash, or escape to paradise with a 5-day luxury vacation in Mauritius. It's the stuff dreams are made of. Play now at superbets.co.za until the 15th of December and make your next big win a reality. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. Nope, under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line, 0800 006 008.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt, somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong, and you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on.